Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud. On this daf we learn about the obscure inyan called Zugos. Although we mentioned on Daf Kuf Tes that the Shita of the Meiri is that the whole reason why the Gemara asks that Chazal wouldn't have been Mesakin Arba Kaisis if it poses a sakana of Zugos, the Meiri explains that it's not like there's a real danger of Zugos. Rather, people had a certain superstition, but Chazal would never be Mesakin something which in people's minds would pose a threat of Zugos. Nevertheless, we do have many mefarshim, as we will soon mention, that take the inyan of Zugos quite seriously, and the truth is that the whole Amid Gemara that we're learning now seems to point in that direction, because Chazal treat it very seriously and talk about different antidotes to Zugos and different ways to treat Zugos. It would seem strange if it was only a superstition for the Gemara to be so lengthy about how one is supposed to treat the idea of Zugos. Now, one of the things the Gemara says here is that if a person mistakenly drank Zugos or the like and then went out, so he's in danger. What should he do? The Gemara says, Linkoit zakfa diyode diamina, he should take his right thumb, biyode de smole, and grab it with his left hand, and take the zakfa de smole, his left thumb, biyode diamina, grab it with his right hand, and the Gemara gives him something to say. Atun va'ano hotlosa. So let's try to give a little bit of a perspective on the inyan of Zugos in order to try to understand why this is the way that Chazal tell us to treat a situation in which a person was nichshal in the inyan of Zugos. Why is it that Zugos make a person vulnerable to Mazikin? So in order to understand this, we have to make the following point. Mazikin come from the koiches of Ra in the world. Ra, evil, does not really have its own metzias because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that really exists, Ein Oid Mulvadoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kuloi Toiv. The fact that there is evil in the world is a symptom of the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted there to be certain places within the Bria in which Kaviyachol, his Metzias, is not felt. So wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol withdrew from the Bria, we have what's known as Heder, absence of his existence, and the seeming absence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is what gives birth to Ra. But in truth, it's really only an illusion, because if a person would be constantly aware of Ein Oid Mulvadei, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaya, the entire Bria, and that the only real existence is his, then evil would automatically cease to exist. That's why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis that there was a certain woman who was trying to take out the dirt from underneath Rabbi Chanina with kishuv. She was trying to enact kishuv, which is the usage of mazikim, of shadim, in order to harm him. He responded by saying that it's impossible to do anything to me because ein od mulvada ksiv. Meaning to say that anybody who has the perspective of Ein Oid Mulvadei and knows that the only existence is Hashem, it's impossible for the koiches of Ra, which are the Mazikim, to have any shlita over him. This is the explanation as to why the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Hei Amud Aleph that when a person wants to protect himself from the Mazikim, the best way to do so is by saying Kriyas Shema. Kriyas Shema is when we utter Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We utter a pasuk that is Moira on the inyan of Achdus HaBoirei, of the Achdus of Hashem, the fact that He is everything, He is all-encompassing, and there is no existence other than His existence. And as soon as a person is cognizant of that fact, then the Mazikin automatically go away. And this is even the Lashon of the Gemara over there, that when a person reads Kriyashma Almitase, Mazikin Bedilin Hemenu, they automatically separate themselves from him. Because such a person is not living in that vacuum that the Bria has that allows for the Mazikin to get their chiyus. So the place where the Mazikin look to in order to generate their own existence is any place in which the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is less apparent. Rashi says in Parshas Bereishis on the pasuk of Vayera Vayivoker Yom Echad, the reason why it says Yom Echad, even though according to the order it should have said Yom Rishon, just like Yom Sheni means the second day, Yom Shlishi means the third day, Yom Rishon would have meant the first day. But instead it says Yom Echad because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachid Ba'olamoy. The Malachim and other forces were created on the second day. The Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Bereishis explains that this is the reason why the Mazikin like zugos, because zugos is the inyan of shniyos. Whenever there is the possibility for duality in the Bria, whenever there is the opportunity to see things as being not necessarily all united under the one banner of Hashem Echad, there is already a window for the mazikin. And Rabbeinu Bechai explains over there, zugos hem inyan hashniyos, shehem davar ra, shehagehenim v'amachloik is niver b'yom sheni. The concept of sheni is antithetical to the unity of the Bria, and therefore the Yom Sheni was the appropriate day for evil, Gehenim, and Machloikis to be created. This theory is supported by the Marsha in our sugya. He says, Kisakonas hazugis, lefi shem koyach hashniyos, v'chol sheni ra, delekach loy nemar kitoiv b'yom sheni. The reason why it doesn't say the word kitoiv b'yom sheni is because sheni is by definition the opposite of oneness, which is what gives birth to ra, so we cannot experience the toiv of Hashem as much on Yom Sheni. Reb Tzadik HaKoyen as well, in the Sefer Arzur Latzadik, in the section where he talks about the Oiz Beis in Beis Rabasi, he, after explaining that the concept of Beis is the inyan of duality in the Bria, which runs counter to the Achdus of the Boirei, he says, Ubazen Novin Inyan Hazugas. That is what the explanation of the inyan Hazugas in Perek Avri Psachim is, because the world is meant to conceal Hashem's Metzias, and that's why it's called Oilam Miloshin Helam. Hashem wanted there to be a place in which his Yichud is not totally apparent, and he says, "V'nimtza yisoid chelik ra ba'olam hu al yidei koyach hashnius va'azugais shenisgala ba'olam." Because ra is a product, like we said, of the concealment of Hashem's Metzias, and the concealment of Hashem's Metzias comes only when there is the illusion that things are not of total oneness and unity in the Bria, rather there is the ability for other things to exist. And if you take a look at the Shlach Kodesh Maseches Psachim Matza Ashira Ois Tov Samaches, he says the same exact idea when he talks about Lekvoya Beleves Inyan Achtus Hashem, Shashem Shalit Yochid Ba'olam, Uleisrachik Me'amunas Hashniyois, Dehainu Sheyesh Chalila Shnei Rishuyas Ba'olam, Ve'alkein Asru Es Hazugais. He says that the whole concept that they asserted zugos was in order to be kaveya in a person's lev, the inyan of the achdus of Hashem, and to separate ourselves and distance ourselves from the philosophy of shnius, which is that there is chas v'shalom, shnei rishuyos ba'olam, things can run on their own, and there are other koiches other than Hashem's ratzin. And he goes on to explain that when you have duality, when you have things that are double, that are similar, the mind is already removed from the message of unity. We can now begin to understand why it is that Leil HaSeder, we don't have a problem of Zugos, as the Gemara explains that it's a Laila that's Meshumer Uba Min HaMazikin, because as we know, Leil HaSeder is a time when it's Nisgala the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem, Ani Havaya V'loy Acher. It's a time of Laila Kiyoyim Yoyer. Even the time of Laila, which is usually dark, there's a clarity that the Ribbono Shel Olam is running the show, and that's what the Ramban explains in Parshas Vayera, was the whole Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this Isgalus makes it that it's impossible for there to be any mazikin. It's a night of yichud, of unity, and you don't even have to say kriyish mal mitasay. So it comes out that any time we're left with a vacuum in the Bria, the potential to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu's complete existence, there is the potential for mazikin to exist. But in the event that that vacuum is serving its real purpose, which is to be an even further gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all-encompassing existence, which is what happens Leil HaSeder, when even the Laila, even the time that we generally don't experience that oneness, we're nevertheless exposed to the fact that Hashem is indeed running the show even then, and there's virtually nothing that falls outside of the pale of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate unity, then the Mazikin cannot exist. The Mazikin have absolutely no Shlita. Now, we still have to understand what exactly do we mean when we talk about taking the right thumb and grabbing it with the left hand and taking the left thumb and grabbing it with the right hand. How does that serve to ward off the mazikin that are brought about by zugos? So in order to explain this, it would help us to quote the Medrash that in Parshas Nosoi, Medrash Rabban Parshas Nosoi, and the Pasuk of Ahi B'yoim Kalois Moshe L'hokim Es HaMishkon. The Medrash says, Kalois is Miloshin Shekolu HaMazikin. Why is the Beis HaMikdash a place in which the Mazikin are Kalu? The Mazikin are finished off, they go away. The answer is because the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash were places in which we had complete unity, and the experience of Hashem Echad was most apparent in the Machmah Mikdash, as we will see. The Gemara says in Ksubas and Daf Hei, Darash Bar Kapora, Gedolim Maisei Tzadikim Yoisim Maisei Shemaim Va'aretz. The Maisim of Tzadikim are greater than creation of Maisei Shemaim Va'aretz. The Ilu B'Maisei Shemaim Va'aretz Ksiv Af Yodi Yisoda Eretz. My hand has created the world. V'mini Tipcha Shemaim. Which means that Yodi is Lashon Yachid. It was only one hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created the Aretz. Similarly, Shemaim was created with Yemini, with one hand. The Ilu B'Maisei Yedeim Shel Tzadikim, the Maisei Yedeim Shel Tzadikim, which is the Mishkan, Ksiv Mochen L'Shivtecha Pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem Koinenu Yodecha, which means that the Maisei Yedeim Shel Tzadikim caused Hashem to create something with both of his hands. Yodecha Loshen Rabin. Now, Tosis explains that this Gemara is really difficult to understand, because Maisei Yedeim Shel Tzadikim may have involved the two hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, but so did Maisei Shemaim Va'aretz, because Yadi means my left hand. Yemini means my right hand. So Maisei Shemaim Va'aretz combined used both hands of Hashem. The Aretz was created with his left hand, and the Shemaim was created with his right hand. Tosfos answers that may be true. However, there were two separate actions. Hashem created Shemaim with one hand, with the right hand, and Eretz he created with his left hand. Masha'en ke mikdash Hashem kanenu yadecha, with one maisa, both hands of Hashem were being used. What does this all mean? The difference between the right hand that a person uses and his left hand is that it's through the right hand that a person actually expresses himself. The true self comes out through what he does with his right hand. If a person wants to write something, he has to use his right hand. The left hand is there to provide necessary assistance to the right hand. The Gemara says in Soita, Lo'olam tehei smoil doicha v'yamin nekareves. Whenever a person deals with a Talmud or a child, he has to make sure that what pushes away the child or the Talmud is the yad smoil. And what's Makariv is the Yamin. The intention of the Gemara is to say that the child has to be aware of the fact that the true intention of the parent is to be Makariv him. And while Richuk is sometimes necessary, it's something that's only being done with the left hand to facilitate the activity of the right hand. Such that even while the Richuk is taking place through the left hand, the child is still aware that there is a tachlis in this richuk, and that is in order to facilitate the kiruv that is happening through the right hand. This is true with regards to Brias HaOlam as well. Shemayim, the Maral says that Shemayim is a lashon of Shem. It's the plural of the word Shem. Because Shem means our destination, there. That is where the tachlis, that's where things are really supposed to be going. In Shemayim, there is the hisgalus of Hashem's metzias. That's where one can feel his presence in its fullest sense, and that is really the tachlis of the Bria, for one to experience Hashem's metzias. Eretz, on the other hand, is miloshen rutz, running towards. The Eretz is a medium to get us towards some tachlis. The Eretz is constructed in a way that we do not have the hisgalus of Hashem's metzias fully, in order to facilitate man's work to achieve that hisgalus on his own. The true tachlis, Shemayim, is of course created with Hashem's right hand, which means that that is a real expression of Hashem's Ratzon. The distance that we experience in the Aretz is not a manifestation of Hashem's true Ratzon, it's only to facilitate our becoming Niskarif to Him through our own efforts, and as such, it had to have been created metaphorically with his left hand. Just like the child's kiruv happens through the right hand, the child then knows that his parent's true ratzon is that he should be close to him. And the richuk is something that the child needs necessarily in order to facilitate that kiruv. So too, we know that ultimately Hashem's ratzon is that we remain close to him, and he only is merachik us through the Helam, like we explained, Oilam is Miloshin Helam. He put us in a place where we can't fully experience his Metzias in order that we should ultimately achieve the Kiruv that happens in Shemayim. Midas Hadin is a function of this Richuk. Midas Hadin is something that's necessary in order to facilitate us achieving things on our own. But of course, the tachlis of all the Midas Hadin is Rachamim, is Hashem's desire to have us close to him. The greatest yichud is when we experience the fact that the entire world, even the places in which it seems to be only midas hadin at play, is really just the Midas HaRachmim in disguise. And that's what we mean when we talk about Hashem Hu Ho Elokim. Elokim is Midas HaDin, Hashem is the Shem Havaya, which is Midas HaRachmim. When we come to the realization that Havaya Hu Ho Elokim, that Elokim, which seems to be Hashem's Midas HaDin, is really also part of the Midas HaRachmim, we've come in touch with the true Yichud, the true unity and Achdus in the entire Bria. That Gilui is not complete until La'asad Lavai. Nowadays, we experience evil as something that is not necessarily a manifestation of the Midas HaRachmim, which is why the Gemara says in Psachim Daf Nun that nowadays, when something good happens, we say HaToiv HaMeitiv, but when something bad happens, we say Dayan HaEmes. When good things happen, we experience Hashem's love, and we say HaToiv HaMeitiv, we realize that He's good. When bad things happen, we don't experience Him as being good. We experience the fact that He is a true judge, Dayan HaEmes, because we know, we have the Emunah, that what He's doing is for the good, but we don't experience it as good. We don't feel His love. We feel din. And if we're Balei Emunah, then we believe that that din is for a greater purpose. La'asad Lavai, when everything is going to become clear, then we're going to say HaToiv HaMeitiv, even on Shmuis Rois. Because La'asad Lavai, it's going to be Bayemahu Yiyah Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad. Like that Gemara also explains. Nowadays, we cannot express the Shem Havaya with the way that it's written. It's written as if Hoya Hoyveviyah. The Shem Havaya symbolizes the fact that Hashem, that Einoid Movade, that there is only Hashem in the world, and that everything is a manifestation of His Ratzin, even those things that seem to be evil. However, we read it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which means Adoin HaKoil, that He's in charge of everything, which has to do with the Midas HaDin. La'asad Lavai will be in touch with that Midas HaRachamim, which is the Shem Havaya, and tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really running the show from the beginning to the end. There was one place in this world where it was mutter to utter the Shem Havaya Ba'osi Yosef, to say it the way that it's written, and that is in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was meant to be a forum for the true Yichud, and that's where it was a Dira B'Tachtoinim, where Hashem lived in the Tachtoinim, meaning that we felt His presence fully, and one was able to be aware that in this world, everything is being run by Hashem, and everything is good. In the Beis HaMikdash, one knew that he was part of a finite world, part of Olam HaZeh, and yet did not feel the Richuk. He felt that Hashem was in control every single moment, and everything is a manifestation of the Ratzon Hashem. We lived a miraculous existence in this world, Me'ein of La'asad Lavai. And this is what Tosfos means in Ksubis. The Gemara was telling us that the Shemayim was created with Hashem's right hand, and the earth was created with Hashem's left hand, but Tosfos explained that those were two separate Maisim. Maisei Yadeim Shel Tzadikim, which refers to the Beis HaMikdash, was created with the two hands, which means that the two hands of Hashem come together, the right hand and the left hand, the Rachmim and the Din, the Kiruv and the Richuk, Havaya and Elokim, all merge together in one harmonious entity. This is why the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Beis Tifarteinu. Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael. Because Tiferes is the third Midah. Tiferes means harmony between Shamayim and Eretz. The first Midah in the seven spheres is Chesed. In the Tikkunei Zohar, in the Pasach Elio that's printed in the beginning of many Sidurim, it says that Chesed is on the right side, and then the next Midah is Gevura, and that's on the left side. Chesed is an outright expression of Hashem's love, and that's why it's on the Yamin. Gevura is the need for Din. It's when He has to pull back. It's when He has to give us the illusion that Rachamim and Chesed are not at play. And that's why it's the second Midah. As we explained, the whole concept of second is the illusion that there is something other than the oneness of Hashem. Tiferes is when the two blend together. And that is why, although it does not say Ki Toiv on the second day of creation, yet on the third day of creation, it says Ki Toiv twice, because the Ki Toiv of the second day is not apparent until the blending together that happens on the third day. As the Zohar explains, each one of the 7 days of creation are aligned with these seven spheres. So the first day is aligned with Chesed, the second day with Gvura, and the third day with Teferis. Lefi zeh, we could begin to understand a very elusive Gemara in Menachas Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says the following. It says, Yovo Yedid Ben Yedid, the beloved, the son of beloved, should come. The Yivne Yedid Li Yedid, and should build the beloved place for the beloved one. Bechelkei Shel Yedid, in the portion of the beloved one. V'yiskapru Bo Yedidim. And those beloved ones will become niskapru, they will achieve kapara. The Gemara explains that Yedid ben Yedid refers to Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech's name was Yedidya, Vayikra Shemoy Yedidya, Bavur Hashem. He was the son of a Yedid, Avram Avinu, who's called Yedid, because the Navi says, "My Yedid Yibbeisi," refers to Avram Avinu. V'yivne Yedid, Ze Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is called Yedid because it says a pasuk, "My Yedid is Mishkinai Secha." Li Yedid is Akarish Baruch Hu, Dechsiv Ashira Na Li Yedidi, Bechelkei Shal Yedid, Ze Bin Yamin. Shenemer Li Bin Yamin Amar Yedid Hashem Yishkoin Levetach Olav. V'yiskapru Bo Yedidim Elu Yisrael, because Yisrael are also called Yedidim, Dechsiv Nasati es Yedidus Nafshi. What is this obsession with Yedidus when discussing the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is that the word Yedid is really comprised of two words, Yad Yad. It is a place where the Yamin and the Smol, where the two hands join together. True friendship is when one is fully aware of the friendship in all situations, whether it's the Yamin at work or the Smol at work. There's an awareness that everything is really for the same tachlis, for that yedidus. And that is why the two come together in the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech is called Yedidya because in his time we experienced a me'ein of la'asid lovi. It was ish tachas gafnoi v'ish tachas te'inosoi. Olam hazeh did not feel like a place of richuk. Rather, it felt like a place in which we're just here to actualize our potential and achieve the goal of drawing closer to Hashem, even though we're in a physical world. The only one of the Shvatim that did not experience Olam Hazeh at all as a makam of Richuk, meaning he never even sinned, was Binyamin. The Gemara says that Binyamin died be'et yeshel nachash. He died only because of the chet of Adam Arishin, but did not die because of his own chet. That means that for him, Olam Hazeh was not a place of Richuk at all. And in fact, as Sfarno says on the Pasuk, Yedid Hashem, that's written by Binyamin, he says, Ka'amaram Zal, like Chazal say, She Binyamin Meis Be'et Yeshel Nachash. And that's actually why he's called Binyamin. Binyamin means Ben Yamin. His whole Metzias was one of Yamin. Even the Smoil was Yamin. It was all joined together as one Yedidus, Yad Yad. Even at the time of the greatest tsar, which is what caused his mother to refer to him as Ben Oini, his father called him Binyamin because he saw that even the pain was for the tachlis, and his metzias was one of no richuk. Even the pain is seen as serving the te'elis of drawing closer. And this is why the Beis HaMikdash had to be built in the Chaluk of Binyamin. The Beis HaMikdash is a place of Yedidus, of the joining together of the two worlds, of Shamayim and Aretz, of the Yamin and the Smoil, Tiferes Yisrael. And it had to be built in the Chaluk of Binyamin, and that's why we call it Bein Kseif of Shachin. It says, Yedid Hashem Yishkein Levetach Olav. When Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is built in the Chaluk of Binyamin, and it says, Ubein Kseif of Shachin, between his shoulders, the two hands, the right hand and the left hand, the Shoirish of them, the place where the two meet, is between the shoulder blades. That is the makam of the Chibur of the two Yadayim, of the Yamin and the Smoil, and that is exactly where the Beis HaMikdash is built. The Marsha comments in the Gemara Ksubis that we mentioned earlier that the reason why the two hands are being used is because the Mikdash was built by Bezalel and Ahaliyav, and they were a partnership because Bezalel came from Shevet Yehuda. Yehuda has the Shem Havaya in his name, and Ahaliyav comes from Shevet Dun, which is Nikra al Shem Din. It's the joining together of Havaya and Din, of Rachamim together with Din. This is the ultimate unity. That's why that pasuk, Mikdash Hashem Koinenu Yadecha, is written in the Shiras Hayam. At the Shiras Hayam, we know that Klal Yisrael achieved the Madrega of Yedidim. V'nosnu yedidim zmirais shirais v'sishbachos. The Shiras Hayam was a glimpse of La'asid Lovely. That's why in the Shiras Hayam it says Yemincha Hashem nedori ba'koyach Yemincha Hashem tiratz oyev. Both the Midas Harachmim and the Midas Hadin were experienced as the Yemin. Even the Tiratz Oyev, we understood how everything is really for the Tachlis of Kvod Shamayim. And that's why we uttered during the Shiras Hayam, Ze Keli Ve'anvehu. Ve'anvehu, the Targum says, Ve'avni le'mikdosha, I'm going to build a mikdash for him. When one is brought in touch with Yemincha Hashem Nedori Ba'koyach, Yemincha Hashem Tiratz Oyev, one is filled with the desire to build a Beis HaMikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We now understand on a much deeper level the Medrash from Parshas Nase that we mentioned earlier. Why does it say, Vayhi b'yom kalois Moshe lahokim es ha-mishkan, that on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu finished building the Mishkan, kalois, says the Medrash, shekolu ha-mazikin, because the Mishkan was a place of the ultimate yichud, that's where Hashem echad u'shmoy echad, and there's no place for the mazikin. Like we explained, mazikin come from the world that lacks unity. They come from the smoil without its relationship to the yamin. And the moment there's a place where the smoil is incorporated into the yamin, like in the Beis HaMikdash, they lose their metzias entirely. We can now come back and explain our Gemara. Our Gemara says that in order to ward off the mazikin, the takana is to take the thumb of the right hand and hold it in the left hand, and take the thumb of the left hand and hold it in the right hand. And we ask, what does this have to do with warding off the mazikin? The answer is that a person is created b'tzelem elokim, and just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a yamin and a smoil, so too a person has a yamin and a smoil. And like we saw, the mazikin go away when there's a complete unity between the yamin and the smoil, when the two join and become inseparable, we have complete unity. When there is complete unity, there cannot be mazikin. The reason why you use the thumb in order to grab onto is probably because, like Rabbi Isaac Kover explains when discussing the Hazah that we do by Mitzayra and Boyen Yodei Hayimonis, is that the thumb is called Boyhen because it comes from Lashon Boyhen. It's the one, the only one of the Etzbois that's capable of holding or being placed over the rest of the Etzbois. And the Lashon Boy Hain means that the rest of the Etzbois are a Boy Hain. They are inside it. So it's the part of the hand that has Shlita over the rest of the hand. And that's why he says Chazal call it a Gudel, because it's Goydel, it's Gudel b'cheskasei al acherim v'oiged oisam yachad. When a person makes a fist and he tries to show the koyach of his right hand or the koyach of his left hand, he places his thumb over the rest of the fingers. Therefore, when he wants to relinquish the koyach of his right hand and allow it to be grasped by his left hand, the best way to do that is to give over the thumb, which is symbolic of that hand's self-sufficiency and relinquishing it, allowing it to be grasped by the other hand, and that's what creates the ultimate unity between the two hands. And now we understand also why what he says to the Shadim, he says to the Mazikin, B'nei Mohochi, Atun Va'ano Hotlosa. His intention is to create a matzav of three. Like we explained, after Shnius comes three, and the point of three is to integrate Shemaim and Aretz, to integrate and blend together Elyonim and Tachtonim, and that a person can do. And once he does that, he will be unaffected by the Mazikin. Using this theme, we can explain another Gemara on our daf. The Gemara says, Amar Ula, Asara Koisais, Ein Behem Mishum Zugais. Drinking 10 Koisais does not have a problem of Zugais. The Gemara says, Ula Tamei, Amar Ula, Vamrlo Masisa Tana, Asara Koisais, Tiktu Chachom, Bebeisa Ovel. It can't be that Kazal be Mesakim, Bebeisa Ovel, something that you could be Asi Lidei Sakona. So that's how we know that 10 would not pose a problem of Zugais. The question is, why does 10 not pose a problem of Zugais? The Marsha explains that the number 10 is different than the numbers preceding it. All of the numbers preceding 10 are viewed as pratim and don't become united in one large klal. If one were to have, l'moshel, 29 pratim, we would say there are 29. Once you get to 30, we say he has three tens. 10 then becomes an entity in and of itself. This is the side why 10 people are mitzarif to a minyan, because we view a tzibur as a new entity. So since the whole concept of zugais, as we explained, is because of the idea of shnias, it has to do with the lack of unity. Once you have 10, there is unity. The Gemara then continues and says, Avot manya yesh behemishum zugais. 8 koises does have a problem of zugais, because then, of course, you don't have 10. You don't have this unity. Rav Chisda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna da'amri tervayu sholoim l'toiva mitztarif l'ro'o lo mitztarif. Rashi explains what the Gemara means to say is that sholoim is the teva shvius, the seventh word in the pasuk of Yisa Hashem ponav eilecha v'yosim l'cha sholoim. And the Marsha has an arichas here as well, discussing how the entire Birkas Kayanim has 60 oisyas in it, which protect us from the mazikin, because the mazikin also have 60, as we know. It says that hine mitosish l'shloima shishim giborim savivla mipachad baleilois. The idea of Birkas Kayanim protects a person from the mazikin. Now, according to the theme that we explained, it's very simple why. The Kohen, we know, is the one who creates shalom. He creates harmony between Elyonim and Tachtonim. The Maral says that the word Kohen is Begematria 75, because the 75 is the medium between 70 and 80. Generally speaking, the number 7 symbolizes Teva. This world was created in 6 days in Shabbos, and Lemailam and Ateva is 8. Maral has many places where he talks about this. And the shleimus of 7, when you multiply by 10, is 70. The shleimus of 8 is, when you multiply it by 10, that's 80. The medium between 70 and 80, the connection between Elyonim and Tachtonim, between our world and the higher world, is the Kohen. The Kohen is the Shluchei Derachmana and Shluchei Didan. He's an emissary of us and an emissary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Gemara in Kedushin says. And the tachlis of the Kohen, like Aaron, was Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, Oyev Asabrisim Karvan Latoyri. He's there to create harmony. Shalom doesn't mean peace. Shalva maybe is a better word to describe peace or tranquility. Shalom comes from the same sherish as the word Shlemus. It is complete and wholesome, and it denotes a certain idea of harmony, when things work together in tandem. When Elyonim and Tachtonim don't pose a threat to each other, rather they work together and there's harmony between them, then you have Shalom. So, of course, it makes sense that wherever there's harmony and unity, the mazikim don't have any shlita, like we explained, so there wouldn't be a problem of zugais. This is, by the way, also the side why on Shabbos we don't have any problem bringing shnei kvasim as the karban musaf, because even though we usually shy away from bringing things in pairs, zugais, but Shabbos is Raza de Echod. Like the Zohar Kaddish says, Raza de Echod means that there's complete unity. It's Me'en Olam Haba, the world in which there's unity, and that's why we say that there's no mazikin on Shabbos. It's Levatola B'chol Kalifin. There's no Kalban Dachtzifin. All of the usual mazikim that exist in the world, Shvisin, Shvikim, Misavin, Derechikim, everything goes away on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Raza de Echod. There is complete unity on Shabbos. It is a me'ein of the day that's Yom Shekulei Shabbos, the day that it's going to be Vayemahu Yih Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Avira. Rav Avira said, Ka'arais v'chikarais ein behem mishum zugais. Somebody who eats ka'arais of a tafshil or two kikarais, there's no problem of zugais. Kalala de Milsa, the rule that defines whether we should be chayshish for zugis or not, is that kol shegamrei bidei adam ein behem mishum zugis. If it's something that's created by man, like a kikar, that's a loaf of bread, that's something that man created, then there's no problem when you eat two loaves of zugis, because it was created by man. But if it was gamrei bidei shamayim b'mili, mini de meichal, such as peiros, those are created by Hashem, then chayshin, then we are chayshish for zugis. Of course, this makes sense, because the whole concept of zugais, as we explained, is only when there's a possibility within the bria to detect a lack of unity. It looks like there's two koiches, looks like shniyos, looks like there's shtei reshuyos chas v'shalom. And that's true when there are things that were created by Hashem. When something was clearly created by man, it doesn't show anything about the boirei. The question is asked that if things that are gomrei bidei adam don't have the danger of zugais, then why do we have a whole sugya about the dalit koiches? Why does the Gemara ask the question that Dalit Kaisis should pose a problem of Zugais? The Dalit Kaisis is Gomer B'day Adam. Wine is created by man. So the Tesis Rid says that there's a big difference between Kikarais and Yayin. Kikarais is something that is completely seen as man-made item, because the way that it comes out of the ground is in the form of wheat. The man has to go and grind it up and create flour and then go and make dough and bake it, etc. So that's something that's seen as Gomer B'day Adam. The whole Sidur D'Pas, the whole process that leads to creating bread, is always seen as a man-made thing. Man creates the bread. Mashenkin, the wine is really inside the grape already. Man doesn't create the wine, he only squeezes it and it comes out. Yain is Mifkit Pukit, it's there waiting to come out of the grape. And so it's seen as a gamrei b'dei shamayim. This is actually something that is true even on a halachic level. That's the way that we perceive the difference between wine and bread, at least according to some paiskim. Because the Ritva, in his Hilchas Brachis, in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Dalid, he paskins that if a person were to make a bracha on yayin, instead of saying b'ri pri agafen, he would say b'ri pri ha'etz, he's yoytze. And he mentions the same thing in his Chedushim al Hashas on Daf Lamed Hey in Brachis, and happens to be a Machlokes HaPoskim. But the Taz does agree to this Ritva in Siman Reish Dalet Sivkot Yud Aleph. And the logic behind that is because, like we said, the Yayin is really a pri. It's not like the Yayin was created by man. The Yayin was taken out of the grape, and so they happen to have given it a more chashiva bracha because of its chashivas, like the Gemara says in Brachas. But Ber Pri Agefen is the same thing as Ber Pri Aetz, it's just a more specific bracha. You say which tree it came from. But that means that we relate to the Yayin as a pri of the Gefen, because we see that as something that Hashem created through the Geffen. Masha Enkein, if a person were to say on bread, instead of saying Hamoitzeh Lechem in Haaretz, he would say Ber Pri Adama, then the Ritva holds you're not Yoitze. That's in Perek Beis Halacha Tes Zayin, and then later on in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, all in the Halachas of the Ritva and Hilchos Brachos. And the reason is because the bread is not a Pri Adama. It's something that man made from the Pri Adama. So that's why what the Tosfos Rid says makes perfect sense, because the Yayin is not considered something that's Gomer B'day Adam, even though we learn here that Kikaris are called Gomer B'day Adam. The Chazon Ish, on the other hand, has a different teretz to this kasha. He also asks why, if we say that Gomer B'day Adam, there's no din of Zugais, then why by Kaisis don't we say that it's Gomer B'day Adam and there shouldn't be a problem of Zugais? He answers a very interesting teretz. He says that there are two types of zugais. There is zugais that is a problem mitzad the cheftza, and zugais that is a problem mitzad the gavra. The hainu, if a person were to eat two items, like two eggs, two nuts, we say that is a problem of zugais. That's because the item, since it's gomer b'dei shamayim, is problematic if there are two of them together. So even if the person were to eat them both at once, since he's eating something double, as long as it's gamrei, b'dei shamayim, is zugais. Masha'en kein, legabri the kaisis, there's another principle at work. Aside from a zugais mitzad the cheftza, that you ate something that was double, if the person does two acts, and those acts are identical to each other, there's also a problem of zugais. And that you see in the Gemara before, like kaneach trei, loyasa trachav trei, where the person is doing certain acts, and those acts are a repeat of something that he did already, then there's a problem of zugais. Memela, he says, einach enami, yayin is gomri b'dei adam. And if you would drink two kaisais at the same time, there would be no problem of zugais, because you're not eating something that the cheftza is a problem of zugais, because it's gamrei b'dei adam. However, if the person does two separate acts of shtia, that is zugais, because the maisa repeated itself. He doesn't explain why, if something that's gamrei b'dei adam is not a problem when the cheftza is a double, then why don't we say that with the maisa it shouldn't be a problem of zugais, since it's the person is doing the act? But this is the say that he says. And so therefore, the kaisais, although it's true that it's not a mitzad cheftza, a problem of zugais, but since the person is repeating his behavior, there is a problem of zugais. Using the Yisoid of the Chazon Ish, we could answer the kasha that the Rashash asks in the Hemshech of the Gemara over here. The Gemara says, Chanus ein behem mishum zugais. What does that mean? The Rashbam says, Tu pshatim. Chanus ein behem mishum zugais, says the Rashbam, Im shasa b'shtei chanuyais, lo yamrina kishnei koisis domi. If a person drank in two separate stores, then we do not say that it's like two koisis. Loshen acher, the ikr, Chanus ha-shoise boi zugais, lo kapti mazikin alei, the lav kviyusahi. If a person drinks zugais, but it's in a chanus, it doesn't have the kviyus that would cause the mazikim to make problems for him. So the Rashash asks, what exactly is the tzad to say that there is zugais? According to the first pshat in the Rashbam, that we're talking about when a person drank in two separate stores. He says, stores are gomrei bidei adam. So why would I have a problem of zugais? The whole problem of zugais is when it's gomrei bidei shamayim. Lefi the Chazon Ish, the teretz is very simple. Here, we're not dealing with the problem of zugais mitzad the cheftza. Gomrei bidei adam versus gomrei bidei shamayim is a rule when dealing with two items that are double, then we say that it's only, if your problem of zugais is that you drank or ate something that was double, you ate two things that are identical, then we say that it has to be dafka gomrei bidei shamayim. But, like the Chazon Ish explains, when you deal with the zugais mitzad the gavra, the action that you do, when a person repeats an action, it makes no difference whether he's involved in something that's gomrei bidei shamayim or gomrei bidei adam. The ikkar is that he should be repeating the behavior that he started. And when you repeat it, then there's a problem of zugais. So therefore, the Rashbam's first pshat, that the person drank in two separate chanuyas, makes no difference that the chanus is something that's gomrei bidei adam, because the person repeated the behavior. When you repeat the behavior, there's a problem of zugais, even when it's gomrei bidei adam. The Gemara relates a story about a certain person that divorced his wife. Ahu gavra de garsha ledvisu, he divorced his wife. Intzava lechenva, and she got married to a certain storekeeper. Kol yoyma hava ozel v'shasi chamra. Every day, he would go to the chanus of the man that married his ex-wife, and he would drink wine. And v'hava ka'avdalei kshafim v'lei kamahanyala bei. She always tried to harm him through kshafim, and it didn't help. Mishum davim mizdair benafshei bezuga. He was careful about the inyan of zugas. Yoyim achad ishti tuva v'lei havayada kamashasi. He didn't realize how much he was drinking. He didn't know. Ad shitzer avatzayel v'izdair benafshei. That's because until 16 kaisis he was clear and he was lucid, so he knew, he was able to be careful. Mikam ve'eloch le avatzayel, he wasn't as clear b'das v'izdair benafshei. And he wasn't careful to make sure that he didn't drink zugais. Afik de bezuza. And because of that, his ex-wife was able to evict him from the house at a point where he had just finished drinking an even amount of kaisis. And the Gemara relates how he met his demise at that point. The Trumas Hadeshen in Chelik Aleph, Simon Reish Bam Gimel, brings down a shaila. He says, Reuven Shigirish is Ishtai. Reuven divorced his wife. Vinasa Shimon beir achas ketana. Shimon, who lived in the same city, he married her. It's a small city. She'en Yehudim acherim darim sham. Rak elushneim. Only these two people. Other Yidden don't live in the city. Uvateim ruchoikim zemizeh. Their houses are far from each other. Vahari pa'amim kishyeshlam esik biyachad. Whenever they have certain business dealings together, nichnas Reuven leveis Shimon. Vishah sham shah achas. He stays there for an hour or two. Kifi ritzayne shari lemevet hachi oiloi. Is it mutter for him to go to his ex-wife's house in order to do whatever business dealings he has to deal with? And the Trumas Hadeshen's psak is that it's mutter. He says we only find that Chazal asered living b'kvias in a dirah shel kvias oishem is askim yachad ha'ishu grushase. A man is not allowed to live right in the vicinity of his ex-wife. Avol b'chiyah gavda benidin idan loy, and he brings a raya from our Gemara. He says that from our Gemara, it sounds like it would be mutter to live not close to each other, and even if he would go once in a while to the house where his wife was, it would be mutter. You could stay there. You see that he used to drink kamakoises of wine. How do you know that it's mutter? He says, Mistama laba avrayanaskino. Mistama, we're not talking about a guy who's doing an averidim kain. My maisi talmuda de itzik mishim zugas. Why is the Gemara assuming that he was nitzik from his wife because of zugas? Dilma hahi avera garmale. Maybe it was that avera that caused for him to get nizik. Like you see earlier in our Gemara that Rava lechashlo milse de itzik rabar livoy bezugais amar mishem dois fe bepirka hava. You see that when a person is nizik, you don't assume that it's because of the zugais if there's an aveira that you could be toileted on. However, the Beis Yosef in Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Yutes, brings a Trumas Hadeshen, and he says, Ve'ein dvarav nirim libazeh. He doesn't agree to the Trumas Hadeshen, ve'af bishevi raya l'dvarav ena machrachas yolds, that the raya is not a convincing raya. One of the things that's brought down in our Gemara, that it's even halacha l'moshe misinai, that you have to worry about zugais, is two beitzim, two eggs.
in the Sefer Bechor Shor in Erevin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, he asks that it says over there in the Gemara in Erevin that Ma'arvin bebeitzim chayos, you could be Ma'ariv with raw eggs, and the Gemara says Vekama, it says Shtayim. You should be Ma'ariv, make an Erev, you could use two raw eggs. And he asks that the halacha in Erevin is that it has to be a su'uda that's ruya l'achila b'shabbos. And this is not a su'uda that's ruya l'achila b'shabbos because it's dangerous. The person has to be worried about zugais. And this you see in our Gemara. This is even something that if you're not makbid on zugais, you still have to be makbid on. So the Marcheshes in Chiluk Aleph, Simen Chaf, answers that the shir Erev is a shir of shtei su'dais. And therefore, when it says that you should use two eggs for your Erev, that means two eggs because each suda is going to be made of another egg. And so it's never going to be two eggs at one time. Each suda, you're going to eat a separate egg. And so that's not a problem of zugais. Zugais is only when you plan on eating the two of them together. If you plan on eating them separately, we see throughout our whole sugya that there's no problem of zugais. Certainly two separate sudas on Shabbos is not at the same time. There wouldn't be a problem of zugais, and therefore it's considered a su'uda that's ru'uya l'Shabbos.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.